This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's up? I'm Paul Hickey with NoOffseason.com. Welcome to the basketball card market update right here on the Sports Card Strategy feed, coming to you every Wednesday on the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network, brought to you, of course, by NoOffseason.com, the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at NoOffseason.com. Check out those formula-based sports card rankings that we just launched. All right, let's jump into the basketball card market update. Let's start with the top sales volume among all cards in the last 7 days. Rookie cards only, raw or graded. Victor Wembanyama's 2023 base 136 Prism Raw sold a whopping 503 times in the last 7 days, people. Average sale price, $68.18. By far the most liquid card, really, in the entire sports card market, let alone basketball cards. That card's down 6.6%, but only down $4.61. Wemby's Prism Monopoly 81 base raw sold 160 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, much different of that one, $12.76. That's down 11.6%. Wemby's base Donruss rated rookie sold 135 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $11.15. Let's jump over to the graded cards with the most sales volume in the last 7 days. No surprise at the top. Victor Wembanyama's 2023 Prism 136 base PSA 10, pop 2428. Mad amounts of that card's being added to the PSA database on a daily basis. 91 sales of that card in the last 7 days. Average sale, $233. Last sale, only $217 a couple of days ago. That's down $28.41, or 11.6%. Luka's 2018 Prism base PSA 10. Pop 19,977, sold 27 times in the last 7 days. It's playoff season. The Mavs are playing the Clippers. Average sale price of that card over those 27 sales, $256. Wemby's Prism Silver 136 in PSA 10 is only a pop 568. That's going to be a massive card moving forward in the basketball card market throughout Wemby's career. 25 sales of that card over the last 7 days. Last sale, $1,220. Average sale price, $1,340. Zion's 2019 Prism base PSA 10, pop 22,993, sold 25 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $47.74. Ant-Man 2020 Prism base 258 in PSA 10, sold, pop 3226, sold 24 times in the last 7 days, for an average sale price of $122. Kobe's 1996 base 138 tops in PSA 9 sold 18 times in the last 7 days. Great time to be listing cards of retired Hall of Famers during the NBA playoffs. Top PSA 10s, we've named a bunch of them, but we haven't talked about Victor Wembanyama. Still, his 2023 Prism draft picks number 2 base is still selling hot. 28 sales of that card in the last 7 days. Average sale price still $72.35. That card's up 13.7%. Explain me that one, people. Wemby's not even playing right now. All right, let's jump over to the top overall card sales in the basketball card market in the last 7 days. None other than Victor Wembanyama, 2023 Prism Black Shimmer out of 1, graded a PSA 9 and sold on April 18th for $516,000. Now get this. Michael Jordan's 1986 Fleer Base 57 in PSA 10. Now granted, this is a pop 323 card, so there's 322 more copies than there are of Wemby's Out of One Black Shimmer. But it's Michael Jordan, PSA 10, 1986 Fleer Base, sold on the same day, April 18th, for less than half the price, $216,000. Jordan's 1998 Metal Universe Precious Metal Gems, PMG out of 50 in BGS 9, sold on the same day for $168,000. And another interesting sale on that day, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the captain, 1986 Fleer Sticker Base, PSA 10, only a pop 14, sold for $132,000 on April 18th. All right, how about our top sales with five or more sales in the last 7 days? So Michael Jordan's 1986 Fleer 57 Base in PSA 8 is a much easier to find card. Pop 8762, that sold five times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $6,560. It sold yesterday, April 23rd, for $6,210. Wemby's Prism Silver in PSA 10. We talked about this card. 25 sales in the last 7 days. Last sale, a couple of days ago. That's the second highest selling card with five or more sales in the last 7 days. $1,220. Jordan's 1994 Skybox Emotion N3 N-Tense in PSA 10. Sold five times in the last 7 days. Last sale a few days ago, $1,110. LeBron's 2003 Topps Chrome Base, a classic, in PSA 9, pop 4106. Sold eight times in the last 7 days. Last sale, $1,100. Kobe Bryant's 1996 Topps Base in PSA 10 this time, pop 4544. Sold nine times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $711. Remember when this card was like a $2,000 card, a $5,000 card back in 2020, 2021. Ant-Man, 2020 Prism Silver, PSA 10. I love this card. It's actually only a pop 1624, sold 12 times in the last 7 days. Last sale, a couple of days ago, $657. Now let's jump over to our top risers. The way that we categorize this, gotta have 10 or more sales in the last 7 days. Gotta be from 2012 through the present. Number one, get ready for this. Kobe White, 2019 Prism 253 Base in PSA 10. It's a pop 13,097. Way overhyped as a rookie. 24 sales of this card in the last 7 days. But the last sale, $26.87 yesterday, that's up $15.60. So that means Kobe White's 2019 Prism Base PSA 10 is our number one price change in volume card at 138% up. John Morant's 2019 Prism 249 Base PSA 10. Of course, this popped $22,535, sold 13 times in the last 7 days. Ja selling, even when he's not even playing, up 22.6%, up $11.17 last sale yesterday, $60.50. Ant-Man's 2020 Prism 258 Base PSA 10, pop 32.26, sold 24 times in the last 7 days. Ant-Man's hot. Last sale a couple of days ago, $130. That's a lot for this card. Up 16.3%, up $18.30. Wemby just absolutely on fire. Just selling like hotcakes. Even his 2023 Tops Now, remember this card? Print run of 72,171. This is the D1 on draft night in PSA 10, pop 11,109. Sold 18 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $44.37. Last sale yesterday, $48.79, up 15.3%, up $6.46. You can make money on just about any card if you play it the right way. All right, our biggest fallers in the basketball card market over the last 7 days from 2012 through the present with 10 or more sales. Let's skip on down to Caitlin Clark. Her 2023 Bowman Chrome University 34 Base PSA 10, 163, sold 11 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price of $103, but the last sale yesterday, $99.96. That's down 18.4%, down $22.54, everybody, from where this thing used to be. Makes sense. Should have sold Caitlin Clark a couple of weeks ago when we sent out our sell alert. Today's episode is brought to you by CGC Cards, the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. Let's take a look at a highlighted sale of a beautiful looking CGC slab. Devin Vassell's 2020 Panini Select Signatures Auto Gold out of 10 sold on March 10th with 30 bids of this beaut ended $202.50. Just goes to show you people are grading some big cards with CGC. That's interesting. That's an out of 10 gold rookie auto. Devin Vassell, up and coming player. Love it. Thanks for joining us on the weekly basketball card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a five-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday sports card strategy show full episodes and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. Again, thanks to our sponsor, CGC Cards. Everybody, continue to enjoy those NBA playoffs and have a great day.